You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 88, Educating the Whole Child.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
All right, welcome back, friends.
Hello, welcome back. We're on episode 88 today. And we're going to be talking about educating the whole child.
Yes, just a reminder that we have been doing giveaways all month long to say Merry Christmas. You guys have been able to get Karin's amazing book and $50 to your membership.
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
what you did? Not
to
membership,
the printables.
Printables. Mm-hmm. Like all the amazing things we share from Karin's site, go download them all.
Yay.
Last week we gave away my family planner, the big calendar, gets you ready for the new year. And to end off the year, this is going to be a two-week giveaway, is free lifetime membership to Mama's members. And so
that's so valuable.
Super, super excited about that. So make sure you go watch Instagram to enter in the giveaway. Mm-hmm. And do not forget to enter. You're going to kick yourself in the pants. So
yes.
Okay, we're diving in today, mm-hmm. finishing off the year with educating the whole child. Have you ever heard that phrase?
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. It's a Charlotte Mason term, mm-hmm. right? And you guys remember that we've talked about Charlotte Mason. Do we need a quick like overview?
Charlotte Mason?
Yeah.
It's a style of homeschooling based on the Charlotte Mason educator from the 1800s in England.
Yes.
Go do a little research. You'll find out tons. But basically, it's a style of educating. It's beautiful that I like a lot of the parts of. And
yes, yeah, so she was a governess for a while, right? And then she created these types of schools where she really wanted to put emphasis on educating the whole child. Mm-hmm. And so she talks about that she did that through high quality literature, which she called living books.
And not twaddle.
Yes,
I always
twaddle.
Love that word.
It's not a word we use in common speech.
No, but I love it. Twaddle is like garbage books, basically.
Yes, I call them garbage blarbage. And she is much more eloquent.
Twaddle.
Yes. And so she believed that education should involve the whole person, not just the mind. Mm-hmm. And let's see. So according to Charlotte Mason, education is an atmosphere, a discipline, a life. And then we have the amazing Marlene Peterson, who we talked about last week with Well Educated Heart, built upon that. Mm-hmm. And like, yes, educating the mind is important, but educating the heart is super duper important.
Yeah.
Right. And I think they're I can't remember where I read this before, so there will be no source to this. So if you find it, let me know. But of like some dictators, like evil dictators had a classical education.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right? But their minds were very educated, but their hearts were not. Hmm. So if you imagine that with a hardened heart, with all the skill of logic and reasoning and this intelligence without heart, can lead you down maybe a path that you probably don't want to be on.
That's
right?
Fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah. So just educating the whole child. So we talked about this in episode 71, and it was my presentation that I did, and I always say it wrong, for HECOWA.
Yeah, that's what I say too.
Okay. Home Educators
Council of America.
Yes.
Yeah.
HECOA.
It was a conference we both spoke in over the summer. When was it? August or something like that? Back to school time.
2020.
This year.
Yes. Yeah. Karin's was making it fun, her homeschool. It was this awesome episode. So mine was episode 71 of Educating Mind, Heart, Body, and Soul. Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk about that, how one actually does that. Because I think in that talk and even the podcast episode, it's kind of like the dangers of just educating one mm-hmm. and the pros of educating like all of the above.
Yeah.
And so I kind of want to dive in how I'm going to utilize that within Mama's members and my membership, of how I will actually teach you to educate the whole child with these calls that I'm doing. So this full year, I've just been doing one group coaching call a month, and I have private sessions you can sign up for, and you can use it for you or your teen and ask Mama. And I love it, and I'm keeping all that stuff, but I've just added to it. And so we'll be doing four group coaching calls a month. And I wanted to kind of talk about what they were and how that's going to help you educate the whole child.
Mm, that's great.
So the first one is well-educated heart, because how else are you going to educate the heart without well-educated heart, right? And Marlene Peterson has a thing called Mother's University. where you really get to just dive into different topics. And then, like, as your own love for it grows, there's this natural ability for it to flow over into your children.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I love all of her resources, because what they really are doing is teaching you through values and through morals. And I was having a discussion with my mom this week about this, and how education, like in the past, used to be done a lot more through stories. Mm-hmm. And they've taken all the stories out of the education. And there's a book that's coming out, and I can't think of what it is right now, but it was, I'm going to draw a blank on it. It's doing exactly that, where it's going through history and it's teaching history through the stories. And I was like, hey, that's exactly what I try to do in my homeschool, because when kids learn through stories, you know, it's warming their hearts and it's getting them excited for these things and teaching them beautiful values and principles in a loving way.
Yes. And so it's been interesting. I've been kind of diving into it, and we are actually within Mama's members, we'll just go through her rotation in order. So January's poetry, which is funny because I've always done poetry in tea time, but like I've never cared about poetry. Mm-hmm. And so it's been fun as I've been warming my own heart. And I have, like, I bought these awesome little notebooks on Amazon that are just blank pages, little, like, what are these called? Spiral bound. It's like not three ring, but spiral bound notebooks. And it's like my book of poetry, and it's just poems I started writing.
Oh, cool.
I've been reading her stuff, it's been super inspiring.
I used to write a lot of poetry when I was young, like in high school.
Did you really?
I did.
Because you were a huge Emily Dickinson fan, weren't you?
I was. I loved poetry when I was younger, and I used to write it. Uh-huh. And I haven't for years and years. And I think that would be cool to do again.
Yes.
That inspires me.
Well, no, it was the very first one. I was reading her, like, introduction book to Catch the Vision. Mm. And as I read it, like, I'm a tub reader. So, like, I'm in the tub reading this book, and I was thinking about the day our co-op, we couldn't go, my family couldn't go because somebody was sick and they had really strict rules this semester with COVID. Mm-hmm. And so, like, we didn't do school is what I had been in my mind, right? But we had checked on the bees and we had played outside, and my boys had dug a gigantic pit for just fun. We were climbing trees and, like, we planted a garden and we made garden boxes. So we did all these other things. And so I wrote this poem, and it's on my Instagram. You can go read it. And it's called We Didn't Do School Today. And it's like, we didn't do school today, but we made garden boxes and we swung in trees and we did all these things, but we didn't do school today.
Oh, I like that.
And so it just, like, it's completely changing my own heart, where my kids are starting to write their own poetry. And, like, that's so fun to me. Instead
that's
of
awesome.
Like, okay, Emily Dickinson was this lady. Like, she was a recluse.
Brennan is doing, my oldest son is doing a job. He's applying for a bunch of jobs right now.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to get a job. He just turned 16.
Woohoo!
He's all excited. Anyway, one of his job applications had him draw a picture of himself. And then it said, on the back, write a poem for us. And
where
I
was
just
floor?
Laughing so hard.
Like,
Pizza Pie Cafe.
Oh, that's random.
I don't know if that's just a local place, but
yeah.
I thought it was so funny, and it made me think that was probably a really fun place to work if that's what they've put on their application. Anyway, he's like, a poem?
I hope he wrote a limerick.
Well, I told him to do something really fun. He hadn't figured it out when I left, but
yeah.
I hope he does something fun.
Or haiku. Like,
well, he was going to do an acrostic poem with his name. I'm like, no, that's lame.
Okay.
Do something good.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
That's funny. That's really, that's
I
a
thought
very
it was
creative.
Great. Yeah.
Yes. So, but I think one of the things I studied, because I've bounced around and just kind of looked at things, has been the math in Mother's University. I don't know if you've gone and read any of the articles.
I actually haven't.
Okay.
No.
So, you know, when I, like, get excited about something, I dive all the way in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't half do anything. I'm either all the way committed or all the way don't care. But math is interesting because if you think about reading, like, we teach our kids to read and we have our notes in front of us, and Karin could just read this and you don't even have to think, you can just read, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have other things that we do that have, we just make them automatic and habit the way we drive. Like, as Brennan is 16 now, you're like, ooh, he cannot drive by himself because he doesn't have the good habits of driving yet, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, you want him to develop that skill. So math, like, we don't, like, we think we, why do we have math? And one of the articles I read was this amazing professor. I think his dad was a rocket scientist and he didn't even know his dad was good at math. Hmm. And his dad was like, had some weird education and just, like, dove into math because he loved it. He's like, we learn math so we don't have to think. So, like, I don't, that's been changing my mind about math. Yeah. It's like we do math, so we don't even have to think. So if we were at the store,
so we can quickly solve those.
So we can quickly solve. So if you think about that with reading, I can go anywhere unless I get a really difficult word in the scriptures or a new word that I've never seen before, or if you've heard me pronounce last names, right? Like I have to stop and think, like, okay, let me think, like I know how to put all this together. So in math, it's made me like completely revamp our math of like, okay, let's just make math such a habit. You don't even have to think about math anymore.
I like that.
So that's why I'm so excited to dive into Well-Educated Heart, because helping mom warm her heart towards education, warm it with your children, and create this much more loving experience with school. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've felt this yet, but like, as I've watched, like, it's all an experiment, right? With like what I'm doing with my kids with homeschool.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And sometimes the experiment works and sometimes it doesn't. So I'm looking at this. My Ethan has graduated and my Porter and my Bella will both get their associates in April. And what this path we've led them, like they chose and I've just been guiding them, they don't really love learning anymore. Hmm. So like all this time and effort I've put into educating them and loving it. And it's been funny that they are like, well, I cannot wait to be done so I can actually go do what I want to do.
Oh yeah. That's interesting with the college course they're doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so it's so funny to me that Porter went and read, We Love the Chronicles of Prydain. Mm-hmm. And it's a series that he's read a bazillion times. My husband's read them aloud to us a couple of times. We just love the series. And Porter decided to go back and read it. And it was interesting because he is a musician and mm-hmm. he said, my creative juices weren't flowing without reading good books.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so like, here he is, he's been in college, he's about to graduate in a few months. And that has been killing his love of learning. And he's like, I can't wait to be done so I can actually enjoy learning again.
So it's kind of sad.
I know. So like, I'm trying to decide, like, I've been trying to persuade.
Is it worth it?
Well, I've been trying to talk my kids into like just homeschooling the whole way through. Mm-hmm. And my Joshie, he is 8th grade. And so he wants to start college in 9th. And I'm like, are you sure? Like, what's your path? Do you really want to? So I always allow my children their own course and what they want to do. But like seeing some of it, I'm like, I don't know if that's the best course. But ultimately, it's their life and they get to do what they want to do. Yeah. Right. But I see the importance then of educating their hearts.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah.
And that's not something that needs to stop ever. You know, I think we still, you know, you talk about the things you're experiencing. We need to always continue it, whether you're in school or not.
Yeah, definitely. So the next call that will be added into Mama's members is a Levels of Liberty call. And I did not write down the episode number. How funny. I went and made sure I had the episode number for the other one, but Levels of Liberty. See if we can grab the podcast episode where I talk about it. But it's basically teaching them correct principles and allow them to govern themselves. And within it, I teach them about phimsises. So to master finances and master their emotions, master the mental, physical, social, and spiritual. Mm-hmm. So that's adding in all those things, the mind, the body, the spirit, the soul, the heart, right? Mm-hmm. So diving into those things of warming your own heart. So we have Mother's University, which is like poetry and art and like all these beautiful things. Then Levels of Liberty, warming your own heart.
And, episode 45.
Oh, you're the best. And warming your own heart of getting like finances, of having your kids have good habits. And it's been interesting as I coach moms with it, right? Like, do you have a scarcity mindset? Or do you overspend when you don't want to face something or underspend, right? Like, what does money mean to you? And so being able to dive into that, because then you can teach your kids amazing principles with it of like, yeah, we save 10%. We pay 10% to the Lord and 10% to ourselves. And then what else, like, what else do we want to do with it? And Levels of Liberty takes them on baby steps. So it's not that I look at my 3-year-old and I'm like, are you investing? How are your stocks doing? Have you set up your Ameritrade account yet? Right? Like, but it starts simple. So for little kids, I have this is a tongue twister. Levels of Liberty for littles, which is basically do this, get this. So he brushes his teeth and combs his hair. Well, like allows me to brush his teeth and combs his hair. He gets his toys down.
Okay.
So he eats dinner. Like he can then have a snack later because that was a big one where like we would make a nice dinner and he was like, I hate this. This is stupid. So it was learning the skill of just being able to eat what we're eating, which is funny that we had to teach him that.
Oh, no.
Well, no. I was going to say not really. Most kids come that way.
Yeah. My kids are all that way.
Yeah. So like, it's funny. And last night, one of my kids made pork chops and he was like, what is this? Is this steak? And I go, do you like steak? And he goes, yes, but I hate pork chops. And I go, then eat your steak.
So that's funny. We used to do that to my sister. She was like, I don't like chicken. We're like, well, it's turkey. Oh, okay. And if it was, I don't like turkey that day, then we'd tell her it was chicken and it worked when she was little.
That's funny. So Bella did that with barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I hate barbecue sauce, but love pulled pork.
Oh, funny.
Like that's barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
But so basically we'll be diving into those different categories to kind of warm your own heart and open up your ideas with that, mm-hmm. with physical, and being able to then teach it to your children. And so I'm really excited about that one. I will have open coaching that will be a call where, and that's what I did today earlier, where it was just open coaching and anything was on the table. You can talk about homeschool, your
children.
Is that
group or individual?
Well, this one's group.
Oh, okay.
But you can sign up for private.
Okay.
But a lot of people I found like group coaching more. Because sometimes
they learn from each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is too. And I'm, for being very extroverted, like I do not like to talk about my problems openly. Mm-hmm. So it's funny. Like I
don't think that's strange,
but it's funny because like, here I am, never shut up, but I'm like, but if you want me to dive into something, I'm like, nope, too many people can hear me. See, I would get coaching on that privately. So that's basically a free for all. I did get coached the other day from my coach and we talked about like my hangups with television where my way is the right way, but apparently it's not always. So that one's fun, but this is the one call that I'm so ridiculously excited about. And Karn and I was sharing it with her before we started. And I was nervous to do this call because my membership is not for members of, not like specific for members of the LDS faith, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It is open to any member of any religion or even non-religion, right? Mm-hmm. And this is kind of LDS specific. And so I did not want to add this call, but I had a really neat experience that was like, no, add this call. So it is called Parenting the Savior's Way. Mm. And I was showing Karin my notebook of this journal of being able to take things from the scriptures and apply it directly to parenting.
It's so beautiful.
Like, so it was so fun, isn't it? Like, I can't even take credit for it. Like, it's totally inspiration, but it's diving into the scriptures and applying it to parenting, diving into LDS talks or prophets, like the prophets of, I think it's literally called Teachings of the Prophets of the Church.
Mm-hmm.
And so diving into like David O. McKay, what did he say? And like he'd have a section on motherhood specifically and sections on like, we're not going to dive into fathers. Like we're just diving into mothers and what we can do with our families and all those beautiful things. So with some of these calls, I give a little lesson and then some coaching. Some of these calls just open coaching, right? The well-educated heart can be an open discussion as well as coaching. So these are kind of fun because I love, as you work on educating the whole child, mm-hmm. you're really working on educating your whole self in the process.
Yeah.
And like we've talked about this when that episode, like, how have I grown?
Right. Yes.
As a mother, mm-hmm. right? Like think of how you as a whole person have grown. It's not just education.
No,
right?
Definitely not. No.
Like you've gained so much more from that. So I'm really excited to do this. And as you educate your whole self, it will naturally flow over to your child much easier. Just kind of like mirroring, is that the right word?
Mirroring, yeah.
For well-educated heart, how she has some specific for homeschool.
Yeah.
Like I want the specifics for the whole person as well. So adding all that in. So if you remember, you can have a free membership to Hippie Mamas, Mamas Members. So go enter the giveaway for that.
On the Call to Homeschool page.
Yes, on the Call to Homeschool
Instagram page.
Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I usually share it on mine, but you have to enter on Call to Homeschool. So you'll want to enter that, and you have 2 weeks to enter. And then just a reminder that the $100 price for a lifetime membership ends December 31st. So winner will
hurry.
Be...
Hurry and sign up.
So you're going to want to hurry and sign up for that.
And all of this is starting in January. You're new for
yes, week calls. It starts the first week of January.
Okay.
So each week will be a new call still have private coaching. Your teen can still sign up for a private session. Teens don't really want to do group coaching calls. Like, it feels super vulnerable and they're still figuring out who they are.
Yeah.
And that feels really exposed and vulnerable. So I will keep theirs private. Still can do Ask Mama, where you can ask me any anonymous questions, stuff like that privately. So all those awesome things come of it. You get half off of like my calendar and like anything I have, it's always 50% off. So all that fun stuff. So anyway, super excited to add all these calls and help you guys as you work on educating the whole child and educating your whole self.
It's going to be so amazing. Make sure to sign up.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have an amazing week.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.